Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so all audiences tune in. Tell everybody you are listening to Cocooning from the Microphone here. This is a show for everybody. I'm DJ Butterfly Feces, and this is
Cocooning from the Microphone.
Yes, and you're listening to Cocooning from the Microphone. Here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Please, tune it. Get involved with the call. In a previous episode, where were we? Oh, that's right, L.A. I told you how much I hated L.A. This is a place, the city of angels, they hate anybody who didn't have their wings. A lot of fallen angels. You know what I'm talking about, man. It was not a place where they had any tolerance for those who weren't rich. Dang, what a thing. Anywho, I said, please, let's stay out of L.A. for a while. Remember what you told me? No, man, they need help. They need our help, David. They need more than just a little bit of help. They need help. They need help. All the help in the world. You were right.
I was right. What?
Well, you know what I'm talking about, man. You saw what that place was like. You saw how basically they were guarding the homeless, how bad things were off. Homeless people were trying to leave. I told you, there was a time personally back when L.A. was becoming this booming economic capital of the world, where there was all this job opportunity, whatever. Not just to go out there and become a celebrity and whatever, and make movies or TV and whatnot, but just through all these jobs available in general. Boy, was that over. And also, it was cheap to own land out there. Dude, you know what it costs to have a place in L.A. now? It's disgusting. It's beyond disgusting. Past disgusting. Gary, and sick. What to do? What to do? We managed to basically, it was my idea to take basically a handful of them and try to get them out of L.A. Where would they go? Well, they told me, all we need to do is get out of L.A. Away, away. That's all we really needed. That's all we really wanted. Now, you may basically think for one moment, now, that doesn't sound like very much. But believe it or not, believe you me, it was a heaven-sent gift. Things were bad there. Remember what you said? What you said at that point? Yeah. Dude, if it really is a city of angels, it wouldn't feel the need to call itself that, would it? You were right. Beware of a town that calls itself paradise. Beware of a used car lot where the salesman has honest in their name. I remember saying, where are we going? And you said, away, away. Good. Good, good, good. Where are we headed? I remember feeling exhausted with all this. He told me, dude, you're not reliable. I mean, you're not picking up enough about as much as you, and you're not really trying to fight as hard to help. This is a job like any other. I'm taking care of you. I'm providing you. You don't have to basically have budget problem. The food and the water and whatever, I'm taking care of. I'm even providing you a shelter. All you got to do, it's easy. You got to help pick up the garbage and help us find ways to keep these people sheltered or whatever. How do I do that in L.A.? Well, dude, you just got to keep trying and pushing. Things will get better. That's the problem with you. You're not trying hard enough. You're not putting everything into it. you trying is going to make things better. Even if it doesn't happen right away, overnight, a big major change, you got to sow the seeds, man. You remember, I saved you. You told me that. I saved you from honestly just staying out there on that dang street. How long do you think you'd last out there? How far do you think you're going to get? How far? Organic?
Clear. Yeah.
Remember?
Huh?
Remember what you told me? You said, when I said, what do I have to do? You said, make a dang effort. You're not being professional enough about this. You need to be treating this like it's you out there. If you were out there on the street in a place like L.A., where they got no patience and tolerance for homeless people, whatever, and don't even want to give them any kind of break, even if it basically means something as simple as dang, having a housing pod or sleeping in your car, just in the car or whatever, where you can see they have a real problem with trying to help homeless. They really don't want to help them. Would you want someone half-assing it like you are? Save them about as much as you would want to be saved. If you want to give up on yourself, so be it. But there's no one for quitters on my team, so if you're not going to try that hard, I might have to cut you off here. You know, at the bare minimum, maybe we'll head back to McKinleyville. You can beg your parents to stay, take you back. But even if they say yes, it ain't going to last forever. Heck, they wouldn't have been happy about you being there as long as they were. What you going to do? I'm sorry. Don't be sorry. Make an effort. There we were, on the road. Where are we headed now? Dude, you got to stop being a little kid asking me, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? When we're there, we're there. Next stop was Panama? Is it Panama? Suffice to say, there we were, and once again, another the row of homeless people and whatever, the shanty town, tents on the street, whatnot. But this was a place where they seemed to basically cut the homeless a lot more slack. They don't hate you for being homeless. They're not trying to keep you, not trying to make the homeless dead. Dang. You remember? I said, you know something? I think it's more beautiful out here than it is in L.A.
What? You said that?
I said that. And then you said to me, you said, dude, we're about to make it more beautiful. Come on, get out there, pick up some garbage. Help them. Try to make it so these people have a place to stay. So there I was, picking up this. Picking up that. Trying to think about one way or another. I picked up garbage. I like to pretend this is my community I was cleaning up. Give the same love I would give to McKinleyville, California. Everybody. I wait up and say, hello, I'm here to pick up the trash. I smile. One of them asked me, you the garbage man? I am today. I'm a philanthropist. See that guy over there? That's Organic OK. He's going around there trying to help. Yep. Those especially without means. Trying to help. We're going all over the world to help those who need help. Got to pick up garbage, help you guys out, all this and that. Organic, tell them. Remember, one point took me aside and said, dude, you can tell, you don't need to point me out right away. Okay, let's pick up the garbage No, it's see, if I do that without words, they're going to think I'm trying to sell, I'm trying to push them or whatever. Let's clean up. Then we introduce ourselves. I picked up garbage. And I remember thinking, you think maybe we could build a housing pot or two up here? We ain't got the dang resources. You can afford to get some of that. No, dude, I don't want to basically be the guy who has to use all whatever money and funding he's got to get resources, you know, the building materials to build it, and then has it built, and then there's like one person sheltered, and then they're all like, where are ours? Whatever. Besides, you don't know if it's going to be like L.A. where they're going to try to come down on the housing pod, try to knock it all down and try to say, I'll tell you, we don't want all these housing pods up here. Forget about just interfering. You build too many housing pods, who's going to buy our houses? Because the real estate people have always thought, we have a monopoly. Everybody wants a roof and four walls, running water, electricity, and what not. We start giving away to the people for, like, nothing. The people in that business, they start shaking. The government starts shaking. They're like, we got to put a stop to this. You need to think a little more. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I understand. Understand why. I understand. Truth is it's okay. I understand. I understand. Remember what else you told me, Organic? Organic, are you there? Organic? Well, I'll tell you. You told me. What?
You know, there are some technical issues with devices, you know what I mean?
I understand. I understand. After I told me the whole story about don't point you out too much, is, or don't point you out, and you said yourself, it ain't right just to ask you to build all those housing pods out of pocket. Spending too much of your money building one, everybody's going to want one. And you're worried if there are too many of them up at once, they got to knock them all down like they did in LA. What? What? Oh, my God. No, I didn't. You got to be kidding me. Did you hear that? Was that you? Were you joking? You've got to be kidding me.
Thank you for listening tonight. It's Kuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Species and Organic OK. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all. Thank you all.
Good night.
Oh, God. All right. I don't know what to say. Pretty soon you'll be able to hear all this noise and more on fine recordings. You'll be able to hear it all. Varys, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Kakuna from the microphone. Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces and Organic OK. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. 1-515-605-9709. Thank you. And good night.